I was taller than most kids in my classes, and also I was a shy kid. I wasn't a guy looking to be aggressive or anything, but we moved all the time. Redding and Sacramento and up to the Palisades, Hayward, Niles, Oakland. And so we were constantly on the road. So I was always the new guy in school. So they thought, he's this big gangly guy here, we got to take him on. You know, everybody's talking about now today is how to handle bullies. And of course, we're living sort of a more of a pussy generation now where everybody's kind of going, well, how do we handle it psychologically? Yeah. Where in those days, you just say, hey, shut up, and you punch the guy back. If a guy swung at you or something, you just kind of duked it out and got it over with. And then after that, the guy usually, at least they respected you for fighting back. And so they'd leave you alone.
Hello, friends, and welcome to How to Be 40, my podcast that attempts to delineate what it means to transition from juvenile thinking and behavior to genuine maturity. The voice you just heard was that of Clint Eastwood in an interview he did. Clint Eastwood, for all intents and purposes, does not matter for this episode, but something he said is pertinent to what we're talking about today. So several weeks ago, I was feeling kind of sick, COVID, flu, I don't know what it was, but I wrote it out here at the house for a few days, and finally I was convinced to go to a clinic in Odessa, Texas. So I go to this place called Trinity Family Medicine, and the guy who runs that is a guy named Jason Payne. And Jason Payne and I, we're associates. I wouldn't really call us good friends or anything, but we know each other, you know. We get along when we see each other out in public. So I go in there, and he talks to me a little bit, and I said, yeah, I think I got some going on. And so they test me, and he comes back in the room and he says, hey, you're negative for both flu and COVID. And I said, man, maybe I should just quit being a wuss, you know. And he says, nah, you may have been, you know, positive earlier, just kind of it's winding down, so you don't test positive or whatever. But he goes, I'll give you a couple of shots. We'll give you, you know, something to clear your head up and something or else. I can't remember what it was, but I'm like, all right, you know, and we kind of shook hands and did some small talk and left. So the nurse comes in with syringes that I swear they were like for horses. I don't think the volume of fluid was measured in cc's so much as gallons. I'm like, ma'am, are you sure that's going to fit inside my butt cheeks? And she's like, yeah, it's going to fit inside there. So she pumps my butt cheeks full of a few gallons of fluid, you know, and then she gets a smirk on her face. And she turns around and she says, hey, Jason told me to give you this also. And she reaches out and she hands me, I can only assume it's like a miniature road, like a roadie. She hands me a small tampon, like a Tampax tampon in a plastic wrapper. I laughed so hard. I'm like, this is amazing. You know, it was very funny to me. And of course, she was kind of laughing as well. And as I'm leaving, I see a friend of mine named Joe Hall. And I said, hey, Joe, you never guess what Jason gave you. He said, yeah, I heard, you know, we kind of laughed a little bit about it. And I called my wife and I told her, she laughed about it. You know, it was a good time. But there's something deeper, pun intended, about what that gift meant and means. You see, we all need tampons from time to time. And I don't mean menstruation. We all need to be reminded periodically that we need to toughen up, that we need to quit being pansies, put our big girl panties on, whatever you want to call it. And that for me was just a really great reminder. I carry that tampon in my truck. I still got it. I will keep that with me for a long time because every time I see it, it's a reminder that I need to man up in some fashion or form. And let me tell you what this podcast episode is about. I'm going to hand out some tampons today. And my initial reaction when I was trying to piece this together was to warn the audience that if you're easily offended, you may want to not listen. But let me tell you something. If you are easily offended, this is the podcast episode for you because you are in dire need of a tampon. If you are constantly offended, and this is not a political post, if you are constantly feeling like you're attacked, like your feelings have been bombarded against, like the world's out to get you, and you're angry because this person or this group or this society or this team or this company did this or that, and you walk around in a constant state of offense, consider this your tampon. I'm giving you a tampon right now. Toughen up. Put your big girl panties on. If you walk around rude, hateful to people, if something has hardened your heart, be it something you've done in the past, something that was done to you, maybe a series of events, maybe a lifestyle choice that you made or a lifestyle choice that was made for you, and now you find yourself just entrenched in resentment in general, here's your tampon. Consider this your big girl panties. Be kind to people. Be gracious. Because if you're walking around with hatefulness in your heart, you know what you need? You need people to be kind and gracious to you. So why don't you start the process? Take this tampon and use it. If you're depressed all the time, sad, oh, woe is me. I've been there. But you know what? I had to grab that tampon, had to man up, had to put them big girl panties on. And you do the same thing. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm not athletic enough. I'm not attractive enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't make enough money. Hey, embrace and appreciate this tampon that I'm giving you. If you're always anxious about something, if you're putting yourself in situations where you're in a constant state of anxiety, oh, I've got to have this. I've got to have that. Oh, no, what's going to happen if this happens? What's going to happen if that happens? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hey, here's your tampon. Relax. It's all good. Toughen up. If you're a cheater, if you're a liar, if you cheat in your relationships, if you cheat on your spouse, if you manipulate just to get what you want, if you're a snake, here's your tampon. Have the courage to live life honestly, respectfully. You need the tampon as much as anyone. If you've got a short temper and you lose your cool often, you know what that means? That means you're a child. That means you are very, very socially, emotionally immature. You need to toughen up. You need to man up, and you need to wrangle in that temperament. Put a leash on it. You need to be slow to anger. Here's your tampon. If you're addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, addicted to tobacco, to pornography, if you're addicted to food, that means you are losing the war against addiction. You are letting an addiction get the best of you. You need to go to war against that addiction. And to go to war, you're going to have to be tough. Here is your tampon. Appreciate the tampon that I'm giving you. Keep it with you. Always. If you're lazy, and you know if you're lazy, I don't have to define lazy for you. If you're moping around, knowing that things need to get done, and you won't do it, you're going to put it off. Or you're not going to do it at all. If you are not a productive part of society, here's your tampon. Put your big girl panties on. Man up. If you're arrogant and egotistical, oh boy, do you need a tampon. You might need one of those extra soaking it up stuff tampon. I don't know, what is that called? Sport? Extra big? I don't know. Extra sponges? Let me tell you something. You are no better than anybody else on this planet. God made you no better than the beggar on the street. Here's your tampon. If you're constantly trying to seek attention, whether that's entrenched in ego or depression, anxiety, no matter what that's entrenched in, there's so many things that could be causing that. This idea of, look at me, let me do this, let me post this, say this, text this, hey everybody, look at me, I'm the man, I'm the woman, hey, look how cool I am. Oh dear Lord, do you need a tampon? God, you need a tampon. And here it is, giving it to you. Let me tell you what I consider Jason Payne right now. I started this saying he was an associate. After that moment, a simple little joke, Jason Payne, I consider now a very good friend. He was an associate when I walked in. He's a good friend when I walked out, because I walked out with a tampon in my hand, literally, which has served as a great reminder since. And it's a great reminder because I struggle with a lot of the things just mentioned. I need a tampon. I need a tampon just as much as anyone else does. And man, that gift was such a great reminder. And I don't have a physical tampon for you right now. I'll go buy some. If you want one, let me know. I'll hand it to you. But hopefully you can take this and just remind yourself that you're tough. And you can do all things. You just need to be ready to fight. And interestingly enough, a tampon is the perfect reminder. Guys, listen. Sometimes we need to be reminded that we've got to toughen up. And a lot of times, we've got to toughen up for the fights against ourselves, for the battles against our own imperfections, battles not against rivals in the world, but against our own tendencies. Oftentimes, we all need a Tampax tampon. I'm Noah Dean. Thanks.